the rifted rock I'm resting, safely sheltered I abide. There no foes nor storms molest me, while within the cleft I hide. Now I'm resting, sweetly resting, in the cleft once made for me. Jesus, blessed rock of ages, I will hide myself in thee.
I'll be reading from the Authorized or King James Version of the Holy Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health is Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Holy Bible, beginning with Isaiah. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God, I know not any. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. Let the skies pour down righteousness, let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation. And let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. I have made the earth, and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. In the Gospel of St. John. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. The hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. But also from Luke's Gospel, Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house, and digged deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, and the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built his house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. And finally, from 1 Corinthians, As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy, and as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, Then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, correlative passages. These come from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Keys of Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. God, the great I Am, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all substance, intelligence. The categories of metaphysics rest on the one basis, the divine mind. Other foundations there are none. And the platform, starting on page 330, is divided into about four or five different parts. We'll read the first part first. When the following platform is understood, and the letter and the spirit bear witness, the infallibility of divine metaphysics will be demonstrated. 1. God is infinite, the only life, substance, spirit, or soul, the only intelligence of the universe, including man. 2. God is what the scriptures declare him to be, life, truth, love. 3. The notion that both evil and good are real is a delusion of material sense, which science annihilates. Evil is nothing, no thing, mind, nor power. 4. God is divine life, and life is no more confined to the forms which reflect it than substance is in its shadow. Life is mind, the Creator reflected in his creations. 5. The scriptures imply that God is all in all. From this it follows that nothing possesses reality nor existence except the divine mind and his ideas. 6. God is individual, incorporeal. He is divine principle, love, the universal cause, the only creator, and there is no other self-existence. 7. Life, truth, and love constitute the triune principle called God. That is the triply divine principle, love. 8. Father, Mother is the name for deity, which indicates his tender relationship to his spiritual creation. The next part deals with Christ. Christ, the divine manifestation of God, which comes to the flesh to destroy incarnate error. 9. Christ is the true idea of voicing good, the divine message from God to men, speaking to the human consciousness. 10. Jesus demonstrated Christ. He proved that Christ is the divine idea of God, the Holy Ghost, or Comforter, revealing the divine principle, love, and leading into all truth. 11. Jesus was the son of a virgin. He was appointed to speak God's word and to appear to mortals in such a form of humanity as they could understand as well as perceive. 12. The word Christ is not properly a synonym for Jesus, though it is commonly so used. Christ expresses God's spiritual, eternal nature. 13. The advent of Jesus of Nazareth marked the first century of the Christian era, but the Christ is without beginning of years or end of days. The divine image, idea, or Christ was, is, and ever will be inseparable from the divine principle, God. Jesus referred to this unity of his spiritual identity thus, "Before Abraham was, I am. I and my Father are one." 14. By these things, Jesus meant not that the human Jesus was or is eternal, but that the divine idea, or Christ, was and is so, and therefore antedated Abraham. Not that the corporeal Jesus was one with the Father, but that the spiritual idea, Christ, dwells forever in the bosom of the Father, God, from which it illumines heaven and earth. 15. The invisible Christ was imperceptible to the so-called personal senses, whereas Jesus appeared as a bodily existence. 16. This was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Slain, that is, according to the testimony of the corporeal senses, but undying in the deific mind. Now the next few sections relate to spirit. Spirit, divine substance, mind. It is a false supposition, the notion that there is real substance matter, the opposite of spirit. Spirit, God, is infinite, all. Spirit can have no opposite. 17. Spirit being God, there is but one spirit, for there can be but one infinite, therefore one God. 18. Spirit, God, has created all in and of himself. Spirit never created matter. 19. Spirit is eternal, divine. Nothing but spirit, soul, can evolve life, for spirit is more than all else. 20. Reality is spiritual, harmonious, immutable, immortal, divine, eternal. Nothing unspiritual can be real, harmonious, or eternal. 21. The ego is deathless and limitless, for limits would imply and impose ignorance. Mind is the I am, or infinity. And now the subject turns to man. Man, the compound idea of infinite spirit, the spiritual image and likeness of God, the full representation of mind. 22. Immortal man was and is God's image or idea. Even the infinite expression of infinite mind and immortal man is coexistent and co-eternal with that mind. 23. God is indivisible. A portion of God could not enter man, neither could God's fullness be reflected by a single man, else God would be manifestly finite, lose the deific character, and become less than God. 24. God, the divine principle of man, and man in God's likeness are inseparable, harmonious, and eternal. 25. God is individual and personal in a scientific sense, but not in any anthropomorphic sense. 26. According to divine science, man is, in a degree, as perfect as the mind that forms him. In proportion to his purity, is man perfect. And perfection is the order of celestial being, which demonstrates life in Christ, life's spiritual ideal. 27. The true idea of man, as the reflection of the invisible God, is as incomprehensible to the limited senses as is man's infinite principle. The final part is on the subject of salvation. Salvation, life, truth, and love understood and demonstrated as supreme over all. Sin, sickness, and death destroyed. 28. Subject sickness, sin, and death to the rule of health and holiness in Christian science, and you ascertain that this science is demonstrably true, for it heals the sick and sinning as no other system can. 29. The word Adam is from the Hebrew Adamah, signifying the red color of the ground, dust, nothingness. Jehovah declared the ground was accursed, and from this ground or matter sprang Adam, notwithstanding God had blessed the earth for man's sake. From this it follows that Adam was not the ideal man for whom the earth was blessed. The ideal man was revealed in due time and was known as Christ Jesus. Jesus, the highest human corporeal concept of the divine idea, rebuking and destroying error and bringing to light man's immortality. 30. The destruction of sin is the divine method of pardon. Divine life destroys death. Truth destroys error, and love destroys hate. 31. Since God is all, there is no room for his unlikeness. God, Spirit, alone created all and called it good. Therefore, evil, being contrary to good, is unreal and cannot be the product of God. And the concluding item, 32. As the mythology of pagan Rome has yielded to a more spiritual idea of deity, so will our material theories yield to spiritual ideas until the finite gives place to the infinite, sickness to health, sin to holiness, and God's kingdom comes in earth as it is in heaven. The basis of all health, sinlessness, and immortality is the great fact that God is the only mind, and this mind must not be merely believed, but it must be understood. The Christian Scientist should understand and adhere strictly to the rules of divine metaphysics as laid down in this work, and rest his demonstration on this sure basis. Christianity will never be based on a divine principle and so found to be unerring until its absolute science is reached. When this is accomplished, neither pride, prejudice, bigotry, nor envy can wash away its foundation, for it is built upon the rock, Christ. Together here, let's all pray together in silence for a few moments and then join together in praying the Lord's Prayer. This will be followed by a musical interpretation of the Lord's Prayer. It may be helpful to remember that Mary Baker Eddy asked that our prayers be for congregations exclusively and collectively. So, first of all, silent prayer. And now together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever.